From KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. You know how some people feel like they were born in the wrong time or at the wrong place? Like they feel some kind of connection to something at a distance? Well, that could be said for the local band, the Foca Dots. The group hasn't been together all that long, and in some ways, they're still finding their voice, but the music they've been making doesn't sound like it's inspired by the mountains of Utah as much as the hills of Appalachia. Corinne Gentry, the band's fiddler, has said that they'd all like to travel to Tennessee to breathe the air. She says that's where you'll find the roots of their music. Today in the program, we're continuing our local music series. The Foca Dots will be with us in studio with their instruments, playing their music and talking about where it comes from. Live music today. Join us after the news. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. The band, the Foca Dots, isn't the first collection of young musicians whose work channels the stories and experiences of older souls who have been hard bitten by life. Many of their songs are about broken dreams, about coming back home with your tail between your legs, about a heavy heart, the wind howling at your back. But maybe it's the young people in them that where you'll find the lyrics that suggest something more hopeful, like how time is going to fix you up. And this question, tell me what I can do for you. The Foca Dots say that there's something pastoral in their music, something antiquated. And today in the program, they're joining us to talk about it and to play, of course. We invite you to join us if you like. If you have comments or questions, 801-585-WEST is the number. Our email address, radiowest@kuer.org. The Foca Dots here in the studio. Marie Bradshaw is with us on vocals, guitar, and ukulele. Kiki Seeger on vocals and percussion. Corinne Gentry on vocals and fiddle. Brian Manicky. Did I get that right?
Sounds right, yep.
Did I? Okay. On guitar and banjo. I'll screw that up throughout the hour. I'm so sorry. Brian Manicky is with us. And Bronk Onion, greatest name on the program so far. Upright bass, guitar, and vocals. And welcome to you all. Thank you very much
for
being with us. Well, I guess, so let's start with how you got together. So if I get this right, so it was Marie, Corinne, and Kiki, and you guys were kind of goofing around. Is that fair to say?
Pretty
you just
kind
of were
playing around? We wanted to play some of this fun. Started with a lot of classic country covers because I knew that was one thing we had in common with each other. We loved Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and kind of got together to learn some of those songs.
And you, so you just jamming?
Pretty much, yeah.
We had one gig, us three, and it was Bountiful's Got Talent.
That's great.
And we were competing against elementary dancers and
lots of
proud
grandparents and mothers. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, we just kind of got together to have some fun, and it sort of developed into something more.
How did it develop? In what way? Just as you play? I mean, how did it work as you developed?
I think for me, it was just we just found that it was such an easy fit with each other. Our harmonies just worked, and we had a lot of fun, and we agreed on the type of music we wanted to play, and it just kind of went in this direction, and we just started writing original songs, and it just kind of happened really organically, I think.
I think Marie's songwriting niche was found.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
In this genre.
When did the guys come along?
I think Brian has a good way to put that.
Well, I was working at where I work, I guess, and we hired a new employee. I was training. My iPod was playing a Patsy Cline song, and the young lad says, "Is this Patsy Cline?" And I was so surprised that he even knew the song. He's like, "I don't even listen to this, but my wife listens to it all the time." And I said, "By chance, does your wife play the fiddle and have an amazing voice?" And he says, "Yes, she does." And after bugging him for like months, they finally let the two of us jam with them, and history has been made, I guess.
Love at first jam. It was so much fun.
Well, and Brian and Bronk have been playing together for years, so they had kind of their own groove going on, and they came over and jammed with us. And at the end of the little jam session, I was just like, I don't know what to say. That was so much more than we thought would ever happen. So We just
like
fell
it was
in love.
Like it was meant to like this
yeah,
is,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, everything just fit, and you never know when you get together with new people if it's gonna be a nightmare or if you're gonna get something really good. And it was.
They're awesome.
So
what's the thing that you figure you share? Okay, it's kind of a sense of music, but it's got to be more than that, right? Or is it? I mean, what do you share, do you think?
In my opinion, I just think we're all really drawn to this particular type of music for one reason or another, and I don't know if it's something we could control or explain, but for some reason we all got together really and learned all of this music and learned that we share a love for it, which I don't know if all of us knew.
But wait, you say for one reason or another, but okay, but what's one of the reasons? Is it because it's clearly the music, so maybe you can't describe it or explain it, but I have to say, and we'll talk about this as we go, the lyrics in your, they're about these existential questions, they're about people who are hard bitten in life. It's about accepting reality. It's about heartbreak. Are you all pessimists or something?
No. I think songwriting can either be about your personal experiences, or it can be, you can write it about something completely unrelated to you. But I think part of the reason why our songs are the way they are is we use really traditional themes in our songwriting that are kind of like, if you listen to traditional folk music, blues music, country, it's just about, it's about people, and it's just very simple. The lyrics are simple, just about life experiences. And
well, and I think an element of roots music is, in the theme, it's like a sympathetic expression of the human condition. And I think we're all kind of rooted there in folk and blues and country, and we kind of grew out into, I mean Brian's from West Virginia, we're from Salt Lake, Bronx from the East Coast, so but we're all kind of rooted in this same idea, and kind of grew out, and then as we got together we've grown in.
And the ideas. Empathy?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah. I sense it. I'll tell you. let me ask you about Fix You Up. It's this idea that time heals wounds, right? Now, who wrote this?
I wrote the lyrics, and Bronk and Brian wrote the music.
Okay, so there are these sequences in it. I want to have you play this first, and it's... Oh, sister, don't you cry no more. Oh, mother, don't you weep. Oh, papa, don't you cry. And it's about this time when your heart is heavy and the wind is howling at your back, as I said in the introduction. And it's about just what? Accepting this is the way it is, but I can help in some way, or I'll try to help in some way. I mean, where did it come from?
It's kind of just life is so, we all have to go through things now and then, and it's hard to watch somebody go through something like that, but most times there's nothing you can do, but things seem so big and so scary when they happen, and you look back on them and they're just memories, or you laugh at them maybe even, but in the meantime, what can I do to make you feel better?
Yeah. All right, well, here it is. The Folka Dots, Fix You Up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fix You Up, the Folka Dots, Marie Bradshaw, Kiki Seeger, Corinne Gentry, Brian Manicky.
Nailed it.
I told you. And Bronk Onion with us here in the studio. So how do you describe then, have you always listened to this kind of music? Can you explain what it is that drew you to this kind of music? And like you're still kids, but when you were really, really little, did you listen to this all the time?
Yeah, I did anyway. My grandfather, you know, he grew up in a string band during the Depression.
Yeah.
So by the age of five, that's all I wanted to do my entire life was play guitar. So I've just been fascinated with the music ever since.
Yeah, but you know, rock? You know, you didn't think about rock? You didn't think, I mean...
Oh, I mean, I had a huge stage of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted an electric guitar. I think I asked for it for Christmas every year since I was probably five. And I never got it until I graduated college. And I think I've played it twice since, so something keeps pulling me back to No Wires, all acoustic.
What?
I don't know. I think the simplicity, the production quality or lack thereof.
Yeah. What about you, Bronk? Have you always listened to this music?
I'm really into different kinds of songs, and I think song structure is really interesting to me, and themes and lyrics. And so I like all kinds of music, but this genre really features songs and their structure and lyrics, so it suits me.
That's what it's about, is the song, right? Yeah. There's a Carter Family cover that you guys do, Single Girl, Married Girl.
Yeah.
Somebody talk about this song. What got you singing this one, and say something about it? Or looking at Bronk.
It's just a favorite, I think. Carter Family in general is something that we go back to a lot, and this is just a favorite, old time favorite that we have.
Yeah, great. We'll sing it. Single girl, married girl.
I'd rather be single girl sailing on the sea. Oh, sailing on the sea. Than to be a married girl, baby on my knee. Oh, Polka Dots. It's a cover song from the Carter Family. It's called Single Girl, Married Girl. So who wrote Weak Spot?
That was me.
That was you. Okay, so you were talking earlier about how sometimes there are these personal experiences and sometimes they're not related to at all. So I'm not sure if you broke up with someone down the line and you wrote this song. Where did it come from? It was because it's about a girl having a very difficult conversation with a guy who just loves her.
Yeah. Well, of course, when we write songs, a lot of heart and soul goes into it. But I think what I never realized was that until I started playing with Polka Dots is that it doesn't necessarily have to be about you to put that kind of passion into it and come out with something beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of, my songwriting style was just kind of set free, and I found that niche in folk music that I couldn't stop writing songs. I just loved it so much, and I never felt that inspired to write And I think it's just, if you listen to folk music, it's just stories. And it's about, it's people. And of course, there's no way all of that stuff is happening to one person.
No, no.
And you realize maybe it doesn't have to be about me. It could be about someone else,
so
in my words.
What's the image that you saw? Did you see, I'm imagining them in a car after a date, and she's got to break the news that, look, you're great. It's not you, it's me. That's kind of what she's saying in some ways. And I have to say, I mean, that, and what she's saying to him is, I'm going back to this lost love.
Yeah, well, you can't always control who you love, who you're drawn to, and maybe you have someone that's filling the time. But, you know, when it's meant to be, you gotta just buck up and tell them it's not going to work, right?
Right. I felt so sorry for this poor guy.
Poor guy. He's fictional, though. So
I know.
Don't feel too bad.
Okay, good. Here's the song. It's called Weak Spot, the Folka Dots.
You bring me flowers and whisper my name. You try so hard to make me love again. But I loved another. Before we met, he's my weak spot, and I'm going back. I'm going back to my love, so true. Make me so happy, he makes me feel new. He's my missing piece, my other half. He's my weak spot, and I'm going back. I try so hard to return your love. Try as I might, it ain't never enough. I dream that another will hold me again. He's my weak spot, and I'm going back. I'm going back to my love, so make me so.
Folka Dots are with us, Marie Bradshaw, Kiki Seeger, Corinne Gentry, Brian Manicky, and Bronk Onion. They're going to be performing tomorrow evening at a square dance in Salt Lake City at 8 o'clock. You can learn more about that event on our website at KUER.org. We'll have a link, by the way, to their website as well if you want to buy their music. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER and Sirius XM Public Radio. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we continue our series on local music. The Folka Dots are joining us here in the studio. Marie Bradshaw, Kiki Seeger, Corinne Gentry, Brian Manicky, and Bronk Onion. And I wanted to ask you about, I have to say, there, and in a lot of your songs, or some of them anyway, there are these really huge existential questions, like really big ones. And I'm wondering where they come from. Is this, because we all have them, is this something that's related to, and I won't ask about your religion necessarily, but kind of the way you're thinking about where you fit in the spiritual scheme of things? I mean, where do some of these questions come from? Because they're all over.
Well, I think the idea, especially with Down Below, the title track on our album, is just, I don't know, spirituals. I've never been a spiritual person, but I think that it's spiritual music is some of the most beautiful, yeah, most sincere music there is. And I think I just wanted to kind of write something like that, but kind of from my own point of view, like if there isn't life after death, mm-hmm, then what?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So of course there is, because what else? What would there be, yeah, otherwise, yeah, you know?
Well, that's what you, I mean, it's so lovely. I mean, you ask in the song, where do troubles come from? Where do sorrows go? Where do sinners go for sinning if not down below? But then there's then you turn it around and you say, where does love come from? And where does laughter and peace come from? And where do I go when I'm buried if not up above? Like, that's a big question. I love this song.
Yeah,
all right, sing this song if you would. And you guys have been working on this a little bit.
Yeah, well, we recorded our album a while ago. We actually recorded it after we had all been playing together for about a month. And this song was kind of...
Wait, you recorded your album after you'd been together a month?
1 month.
Well, that was when our first session was.
That's great.
And this
song...
We had
a few sessions.
Yes,
yeah.
Obviously. It took more than one session, but that was our starting point. And this song was kind of like, I brought it to the studio that we were recording at, and we practiced it a few times, and we recorded it that day. And so, you know, as we listen to our album, and we're incredibly proud of it, but, you know, you listen to it and it's just, you hear things that as the band evolves, you hear things you can improve on and change. So we're always in the process of kind of revamping our songs, I guess you could say. But
yeah, I think as we grow and as we kind of congeal, we go back to some old songs and go, yeah, that we really love how it turned out. Let's try something a little different.
Yeah,
I think our style has really evolved since those days. So
yeah,
it has.
Absolutely.
We just want to incorporate ourselves, I guess.
Good.
So it's being reworked, but we'd love to sing a little a cappella for you.
Good. This is called Down Below.
We were singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah down by the river.
There's a song that I thought about the same kind of themes related to, a song called Don't Bury Me, which I love. And there's this, again, here's this question. Does anybody know, when I'm on the ledge with my arms outstretched, will he come to carry me home? Where did this song come from?
Well, I think when you listen to a lot of traditional American folk music, a lot of songs have a theme of what to do with me when I'm buried, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them, I mean, everybody's got a song like that from back in the day. So I wanted to write something like that. And the whole idea is my soulmate, my true love is gone, and don't waste any time doing anything other than just put me next to him, and the frills don't matter.
Yeah. Here it is. It's called Don't Bury Me, the Folka Dots. Folka Dots. They're with us, Marie Bradshaw, Kiki Seeger, Corinne Gentry, Brian Manicky, and Bronk Onion with us. You know, you guys have talked about, someone did anyway, in a piece that I read about you, that you conjure up this image of people on a porch playing. Is that kind of the way you think about, and I have to say, the song that brought that to mind for me was High Water. Like, yeah, you're playing, yeah, and there is, yeah, and the water's rising. Like, what's going to happen? But here we are playing. Where did High Water come from? Where were the images?
Kiki and I wrote that about kind of the great flood of the Mississippi and kind of how life is so nice, and you know, you're thinking back on it and then one day it's just swept away, kind of thing. And it's just another really traditional theme in traditional music. It's, you know, people writing about their hardships, and that was definitely a big one.
Yeah. This is a newer one, right?
Yes.
This
song? Yeah. Next album.
So what's it telling you about the way you're evolving and changing this particular one? In any particular way?
Yeah, I would say we're just becoming a much more collaborative band, and I think this song is just shows me that, at least. And I think it's a little different from what we've done before, But we all worked really closely together on it, I would say.
And I think the beautiful thing about this song is that, I mean, all of our music, like we keep saying, it's these human themes,
yeah,
where people hear it and they're like, I can relate to that.
Right.
And last night we played for Edible Wasatch. They did kind of a closing social for the farmers market. And we were playing the song, and I'm up on stage, and like I channeled it on one person that I saw in the audience, who I know fairly well, know these things she's going through in her life. And that song, just like, it was like there were like these neon lines connecting the music to her. Yeah. And I saw this like human side of her, and then I looked around me and was like, this is everyone.
I think our songs have a very emotional theme, and I can kind of relate to all of them personally, and it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. High Water. Here's the Polka Dots.
High water above my head,
It's the song High Water from the Folka Dots. Bronk Onion plays upright bass, guitar, and vocals. Brian Manicky is on guitar and banjo. Corinne Gentry is on vocals and fiddle. Kiki Seeger is vocals and percussion. She played the harmonica there. And Marie Bradshaw, vocals, guitar, and ukulele. The Folka Dots are performing tomorrow night at a square dance in Salt Lake City at 8 o'clock. It's just one of their gigs. Go to their website. We'll have a link to it on ours. You can find out where they're going to be playing. We'll take a break. Back in a moment, you're listening to Radio West on KUER and Sirius XM Public Radio. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we continue our series of local music. We have with us the Folka Dots, Marie Bradshaw, Kiki Seeger, Corinne Gentry, Brian Manicky, Bronk Onion, joining us here in the studio. I want to ask you about, there's a song called Marmalade Blues that I want you to sing here in a moment. And to me, it raised a lot of questions about how you guys define success, what you think about. I mean, the song is about someone who gives it a go. And it doesn't work out so well. How are you thinking about success? Like, how do you define success? Have you thought? Surely you've thought about that.
We're all smiling, and to me, that's success.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
Right.
Just doing what you love, and I mean,
maybe getting paid for it.
If you can get paid for it, it's great. But we're all happy doing what we love right now.
But what does it mean to make it? Like, surely you're thinking about it, like. I mean, the gigs at the Square Dance tomorrow. You got the gigs at the this. You got the Bountiful, whatever it was when you first started, right? But look, people really like you, and you're getting more and more attention. So where do you figure it's going?
We'd like to keep going this way. I mean, music is just written in our souls. It's absolutely who we are. Mm. So if we could just be music and do music, I think everyone would be perfectly content with that. Everyone's nodding their head, so that looks like I gave the right answer.
Unanimous. Oh, so Marmalade Blues, it's a conversation about, in some ways, going out into the world and then just wanting to come home because it's tough or just because home calls. Who wrote that?
Bronk and Brian. Wrote this song. They've been playing it for a long time. They wrote the music to it and then presented it to us. And I remember the first lyric, I Can Hear the Wind a Howlin', was Andy wrote that, and I kind of built off of that, and I built off of the title, and I wrote the lyrics to that song. So.
You guys have been playing this for a while.
Yeah. Yes.
what did you like about the song?
It's something that is... Brian and I have been playing together, and we've been singing along, but this one is interesting just with the instruments only. So it's one that we've been playing and having a good time with, and thought it would be suiting to bring the girls in on this one.
Yeah, good.
We appreciated that, too.
Yeah.
We love this song.
Good. Here it is, Marmalade Blues. Train back home to Marlin. That's the Polka Dots. So Marmalade Blues is the name of that song. Polka Dots are performing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at a square dance. You can go to their website. We'll put a link to it on our website to give you a sense of where they're going to be playing. Marie Bradshaw on vocals, guitar, and ukulele. Kiki Seeger on vocals and percussion. Corinne Gentry, vocals and fiddle. Brian Manicki on guitar and banjo. And Bronk Onion plays upright bass, guitar, and vocals. And guys, good luck to you. Thank you very much, by the way, for being with us today.
Thank you.
So we're going to go out with a song called Follow You. And let me say, Radio West is a production of KUER News. Our thanks to Tim Slover, to Mike Anderson. The music mixed today by KUER's engineer, Lewis Downey. The program produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. I'm Doug Fabrizio.